Now time for Locker Room Chat with Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer after a pair of wins from this past week. Coach, we start off with your game versus McLeod. 58-46 is the final. Offense was really humming here. Your overall thoughts on the win?
It was kind of a, you know, one of those games. We got out to a fast start. I think we were up 9-0 pretty quick. You know, McLeod, you know, Eric's doing a great job with those guys. They're a lot better than they've been in recent years, and the kids are competing. You know, they've already got a win on the season and stuff like that. So, you know, they battled back, and it was kind of a close game. You know, we never relinquished the lead once we had it, but it got to down to, I think, 2 points in the third quarter. Hayden Carney kind of went down with an injury, and sub Grant Meyer in for him to shoot some free throws, and he made both of them. And you know, the guys really responded to Hayden going down, and we never really looked back. I think we got up by as many as 18 and just kind of coasted to a victory. So it was good to see the guys. They really started gelling. Colin Carney had a monster night playing inside. He had, you know, 20 points and I think 11 rebounds. You know, Zach didn't score a bunch of points. I think he had 9, but he had 12 rebounds. And then Glenn got in the scoring column. I think Glenn had a scoring game. I think he had 11. Damon was pretty close to that. And, it was just a great team effort. My great team win for us.
And Coach Carney kind of continued his great play with your guys' win on Tuesday night against ACCHS. You guys dominate that one 67-34. Your guys' defense allows the fewest points of the season as well, highlighting just the overall great play that you've been playing so far here in this season. Zach Evans, the double-double, 14-12, and then another double-double with 20 points and 10 rebounds for Colin Carney in this one.
Yeah, again, it was the defense that we played last night is something that I think that we can keep improving on. You know, Effingham, they lost a lot of guys from last year, but they still play hard. You know, Corey's taking on a tough role there. And they played a great first half. We were only up 13 points going into halftime. They were making some shots and they were doing some good things, but our guys really got kind of refocused at halftime. I think we created, you know, double-digit turnovers in each half, and we had a bunch of steals that led to some easy buckets for us. And, you know, I feel like we should be able to shoot the ball better, especially from inside the paint. We were 28 of 50 from the paint, and a lot of those shots I think we can make. I know we're not going to shoot the ball perfect, but a lot of those shots I think that we can continue to get better and make. And Colin, you know, 26 points from inside the paint is huge for us. And Zach getting out in transition and doing what he does. And you know, Grant Meyer, I gotta kind of call him out a little bit. He was challenged to guard the Schultz kid from Effingham, and he did a tremendous job on him. And, you know, Damian stepping in there and playing a lot more point guard for us last night. He 18 points and 7 assists, and I think 7 assists is our highest one guy assist total this year. So we did some really good things both on the offensive side and the defensive side last night, and I think we're starting to generate some momentum.
And now you guys take on a Donovan West team coming up on Monday, team that's had its up and downs over the past few years, but this is a team that's playing better than they have in the past. They shoot it well, and they can also move the ball around the perimeter as a unit very well. So what are some things that you know about this Donovan West team, and how do you think you guys are going to match up against them?
Well, I know that they don't have a whole lot of size, but their guard play is really well. They do a good job, and you know, they've always played hard. You know, Coach Johnson for years had them playing hard up there, and now Coach Sheldon's taken over, and you know, they're going to play extremely hard. We're going to have to do a good job of running them off the 3-point line, and take advantage of, you know, calling inside, look to score easy buckets. So I'm excited for the matchup. And, you know, over the last few years, there have been some really good games against them. You know, I'm just looking for another, you know, tough test for us to, you know, master before we roll into Christmas break.
Hoping to go into Christmas break with a win and then start 2024 off right. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it. And a Merry Christmas to you as well.
All right, Merry Christmas, Jared. Have a great holiday, man.
That was Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzemeyer here on Locker Room Chats, brought to you today by The Elevator and Hyen Repair.